Sam Altman has been fired from OpenAI in what people are describing as the most radical removal of a CEO since Steve Jobs was removed from Apple in the 80s.
This is AI for Everyone, a weekly roundup of the top stories in AI and tech for non-tech people who want to keep an ear out for the latest developments in the AI universe. I'm Miles Dillon and I've been studying AI since 2014. And this quick podcast keeps you informed and educated about the changes and opportunities coming to our working environment brought about by artificial intelligence.
Okay, so this is kind of a bonus episode, or you know, other podcasts called it like an emergency episode because there's such big news happening, but it is the biggest news in tech for years and years and years, and it's absolutely unfounded. It hasn't happened since Steve Jobs was fired from Apple, where the board fired the CEO of a tech company in such a drastic and bonkers and unexpected way. So Sam Altman, he was the CEO of OpenAI until Thursday or Friday last week, depending on what time it was when you read the news. And OpenAI, the company that make ChatGPT and also DALL-E 3 and also some of that voice stuff that I was doing on the podcast last week, they are partly owned by Microsoft. Microsoft are the largest shareholders. They put like $46 billion into the deal. And he has been fired by Ilya Sutskever, say his name right, who is the chairman of the board, who scheduled a call with Sam Altman last Thursday. Apparently sent him a text and said, hey, can we jump on a call? They jumped on a call. Interestingly, they jumped on a Google Meets call for some reason. If they're nothing to do with Google, even though it's like a Microsoft organization, they're not using Microsoft Teams, which everybody has been doing the Twitter memes about, but jumped on a call with Sam and told him that tomorrow we're going to announce that you're being fired for, and his quote is, miscommunication with the board. Now that set off a bunch of rumors, and it was put out on Twitter on Thursday night. Now, just to give you an idea of who Sam Altman is, he has very, very quickly in the last year and a half, probably, has moved into that top tier of Silicon Valley tech CEOs. He is up there with Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and all of those top tier Silicon Valley guys, the founders of PayPal, Larry Serge, Sergey Brin, the Google guys. He's just suddenly moved into this stratosphere with Elon Musk and all those people. He's not really quite in the same level of net worth at all yet. But because of the impact of the OpenAI's technology, he's suddenly become the top person. Just for example, he's just come back off like a world tour. I don't really know what he's doing on the tour, like speaking about OpenAI's technology and all the stuff they're doing. And on the world tour, he's meeting with heads of states and presidents and prime ministers all over the world. And it's not like he is being invited by these people. He lands in a country and he chooses who he wants to meet. He's that powerful. He's that much in demand. If Sam Altman lands in your country and he says, let's meet, you're like, cool, let's meet. Because obviously you're going to meet with the future most powerful person in the world. That's the kind of person he is. And to fire him just like this was such a shock to the whole of the tech industry. That's why I'm doing this episode. So I'm just going to give you a little rundown on why it's kind of important. The rundown is on Thursday, scheduled a call with him, with the chairman of the board. Friday, they announced that he was fired. And Greg Brockman, who is the chief tech officer, those two guys were kind of seen as the two people who were running OpenAI. The chief tech officer, Greg Brockman, was demoted to a different role. And then later on that day, Brockman did a tweet which says, Sam and I are shocked and saddened by what the board did today. We too are still trying to figure out exactly what happened. And then three other OpenAI senior researchers also resigned. So that was on Friday. On Saturday, OpenAI's chief operations officer, Brad Lightcap, states in an internal memo that it genuinely was to do with the breakdown in communication. And Sam Altman does a tweet which says, I love you all. Today was a weird experience in many ways, but I'd always love everything that's happened at OpenAI. So then everyone's like, why is he saying he loves OpenAI? Then another tweet comes out which says OpenAI's board is planning to reinstate Altman even after they fired him 2 days ago. So you can imagine tech Twitter is going crazy. A lot of this stuff is happening live. So every day you're like, what is going on? Sunday, apparently Sam Altman is going to OpenAI's headquarters to meet with his executives and also the board to push for his reinstatement. Now, there's been a big Twitter, all the employees at OpenAI, of which there are about 750, are doing tweets saying reinstate Sam, reinstate Sam, reinstate Sam. And the board then say, yes, we're interested in reinstating Sam, and they're going to replace the old chairman. It is just seeming so hectic what is going on there that no one really understands what's happening. And everyone thinks that maybe Sam Altman's going to be reinstated on Sunday, but then he posts a picture of himself in the OpenAI offices showing a picture of his access pass saying, it's probably be the last time I will ever use this. So then everyone's like, what? They're not going to reinstate him. What's happening? People are going crazy. Honestly, absolutely, actually crazy. It's hard to really grasp unless you jump on Twitter to know what is actually going on in the tech sphere and in Silicon Valley. I imagine it's probably crazy if you're actually living out there. Then on Monday, get this, Microsoft announces that Sam Altman, who's just been fired from OpenAI, which Microsoft own part of, is now going to be the CEO of a new department in Microsoft, which will be their in-house artificial intelligence team. And the CEO of Microsoft is saying, Sam will lead this thing. We're really excited. Greg Brockman, the previous tech officer at OpenAI, is saying he's going to join that as well. And then Microsoft do a tweet saying, any other OpenAI employees who would like to come and work here, the door is open. Man, this is crazy. So suddenly it's gone from Sam being fired to being maybe going back to the board wanting him back. And then Sam's going to Microsoft to start his own new tech startup thing. I don't even know what they're going to do at Microsoft, but it's kind of wild. Can you feel that it's wild? I can feel that it's wild. Okay, so the things in the background here are, what is the thing that Sam has not communicated to the board about? What is the miscommunication? Now, there was a cryptic tweet that Sam did a while ago, which said something along the lines of, if you value human intelligence and you think that is really the highest value of humans is intelligence, you're in for a big shock this year. And nobody knew what that meant, but people are saying that it could be. And the goal of OpenAI for a long time, and a lot of these AI companies, is to discover and get hold of artificial general intelligence. Now, artificial general intelligence, some people even hear it abbreviated AGI, is a hypothetical type of intelligent agent. And if realized, AGI could learn to accomplish any intellectual task that human beings can perform. It's kind of sci-fi sort of stuff, but all the big companies are going for it and trying to achieve this. Now, that tweet made everybody say, has OpenAI actually achieved artificial general intelligence? And is that what he hasn't communicated to the board about? And now it's fueled that kind of thought, because has he said to Microsoft, we've actually achieved AGI, I can share all the secrets, I'll come over to Microsoft. And the reason, what you're thinking, why would he go to Microsoft if he's part of OpenAI, one of the biggest startups in the world, the fastest growing startup in the world, most influential tech CEO that's around at the moment? And it's because Microsoft's computing power is massive. And to get hold and be able to use that, it's not like you need more money. The chips and the processing power doesn't exist in many other places, apart from Amazon Web Services, maybe, to be able to process this artificial general intelligence, if they have actually achieved that. So that's kind of it so far. I reckon something else is going to happen tomorrow. I'm recording this on Tuesday at 2 o'clock UK time. Sam Altman fired, maybe coming back, then hired by Microsoft to start a new AI startup within Microsoft. And who knows what's going to happen next. Artificial general intelligence could be on the way. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that. It was just a little update in case you've been seeing a bunch of these tweets that have been going around about Sam Altman and what's going on there. So I'll be back with the regular episode on Sunday. Peace. See you later, guys. Bye.